Thank you. I would appeal that we try to keep this one simple. And so I take Japan's point, and I'd invite colleagues to reflect. We have an out to get this done rather quickly. We can't change the target. So the target asks for us to measure the number of times that the to our commitment is to reduce disaster damage to critical infrastructure, one. We're also to substantially reduce disruption of basic services, two. So the indicator is to tell us, are we able to assess a trend in relation to damage to critical infrastructure, one? And are we able to assess a trend in the disruption or not of basic services? I'm not an expert, but I think that the simplest way to do it, we can't rewrite the target. And I keep reminding that these targets were negotiated, with some being more difficult than others. Some delegations did not want to do some of these targets, but in the end, we reached convergence on all. We are now writing indicators for better or for worse, indicators for targets that we cannot change. So I would want us to try to zero in as quickly as possible on what is the simplest but effective way of measuring what we are required to measure. So Cuba,